Long Island's premier retirement show. It's All About Retirement is on the air. It's All About Retirement is brought to you by Craig James Financial Services. Craig James Financial Services can help create a plan for you to meet and maintain the retirement reality you're looking for. No matter how old you are, you need a plan now so you have a financially fit future for you and your loved ones. Craig James Financial Services isn't owned by any bank or insurance company, so they work for you and you alone. Craig James Financial Services, 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville, will meet with you one-on-one. Give them a call at 631-208-8600. Let Craig Ferrantino and Craig James Financial Services help you make those golden years golden. Securities and Investment Advisory Services through Next Financial Group. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group.
Welcome. This is Craig Ferrantino. I'm president of Craig James Financial Services, and I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, vice president of marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And today we're talking about retiring in 2015, eight steps to put into action today. If you're going to retire this year, we're going to outline some steps for you. If you haven't heard us before, our show, It's All About Retirement, has been airing for several years now. And we're here on Long Island News Radio. We're very happy to be here. Very happy. We have a great listening audience. And I know we get a lot of great feedback. Wonderful feedback. I'm keep using the same adjective. Wonderful, super exciting feedback from our listeners. So we're very thankful to be here and very thankful for all of you. And for all of you listening to us today. So, all right. So our office is located at Craig James Financial Services, that is off located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208, Melville, New York. That's Melville is just off the expressway, exit 49, and Broad Hollow Road is Route 110. So we want to make sure that that's clear so people know where our office is. And our number in our office is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. We're traditionally open 9 to 5 like any other financial institution, occasionally on Saturdays. So feel free to give us a call, 631-393-2888. So this is for our listeners and maybe some people thinking of retiring in 2015. We want to give you some steps so that you're able to feel comfortable about that. I know retirement itself is a huge decision. You want to make sure clients who come into our practice are either sometimes fed up with their job or sometimes feel that they just had enough and they want to move on to their next life, perhaps with a spouse or even singly, or want to spend more time golfing or boating. We have such great opportunities here on Long Island. And we want to make sure that, they come in, they just want to run it by us and say, hey, does this look good? Can I do this? Or will I have enough money? And that's the conversation that's going on.
There is a lot of confusion about retirement. And then I'm sitting here and I'm thinking how we do a lot of work with police officers and teachers and nurses. And for each one of those professions, we have a set of protocols in place and a set of procedures that you need to follow to make sure you cover all aspects before you just decide to walk out the door. And oftentimes, a lot of people we find, you come up with a number in your head of when you're going to retire, and that's just when you retire, as long as you think you have enough money. But there isn't always enough behind making that decision just to make sure that it's right. You don't want to have to retire and then go back to work later because you made a quick decision without going through all the procedures. So for this show, we said, for the average person listening, what are some of the important things and topics you must address to make sure that you retire correctly? We're not going to get through all of them today, but it's something we do go through in our office. Just like when you plan for a vacation, did I do this? Do I have my passport? It's the same thing when it comes to retirement. You need to make sure you have everything in good order before you leave.
Exactly. Good point, Jenna. And, the most importantly is that your retirement is not one decision made on one day or a knee-jerk reaction. It's something that's taken some time, that you've given it a lot of thought. And certainly you've run some of the numbers by someone like a CPA or tax professional, as well as your investment professional, which is us, And we want to make sure that everything is covered with you because we are the greatest, right? We are the investment professionals. If you're just joining us, this is Craig Ferrantino. Our show is called It's All About Retirement. I'm the president of Craig James Financial Services based on 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. Our office is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. So if someone's coming in and they're coming into our practice and, hey, heard your radio show, blah, 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 you know, so we sit down with them and we grant them some time. And it's generally a complimentary consultation. And we go over, it basically starts with just hear why they're there, why we're spending time looking at this. And so it's a couple of simple questions. And then I'll say, look, can I do an interview this way? You know, and it's funny I also ride in EMS. And one of the things, if you pick up a patient, you want to take their blood pressure. You want to see if there's any history, what their last oral intake was. Did you eat anything this morning? What's the complaint? When did it start? And we know that as an EMS professional and as a financial professional, did you contribute to an IRA? What monies have you put away for yourself? What have you have still at the office that you've saved over the years? So we need some basic information before we can make any determination. And that whole, depending on where those questions go and a discussion of that uncovers a lot. So just the initial interview, you haven't done anything, you haven't mentioned what to buy or any product, but just trying to, flesh it out a little bit to see where the interested party, the person coming in looking for help, is and where they are financially in their life, could take that part of the first hour meeting that we have it could take 45 minutes, there's some small talk and blah, blah, blah. And then you start getting into it and you start to realize, how much do you have on your mortgage? Can you retire on that? Do you plan on selling your house? I mean, it goes into, do you plan on getting an inheritance at some point in your life? If 10 years from now, do you think you may get some money? Or, it involves a lot of different questions to understand as to whether someone's able to retire. If they're forced to retire, they're laid off or something, that's a different story. And so the conversation is usually quicker, but we want to make sure that we have all the facts in before we could even move forward. And that interview could take half hour to 45 minutes just getting through that part. And there's some of them are simple questions, but the other thing is that people don't come in fully prepared. And so, unfortunately, you have to send them on their way and say, please bring these documents. Let's take a look at this. And we give them a little homework sheet, right? We have this beautiful booklet. If you come into our office, which I hope all of our listeners will, we couldn't handle all of you, so don't. But if some of you come in, and we have this book that we made up. It's a cute little white spiral binder. And it says Craig James Financial right on the front. And as soon as I get through this, start to get into the interview, if somebody forgot something, maybe a tax return or something, so we go a couple of pages in, I go, okay, could you please write down for our next visit, please bring in the tax return. Actually, if you could get it in sooner, that's fine. Or I forgot this bank statement that has an IRA in it. Okay, well, that's great. Could you please bring that in for our next visit? So very, very important that we get all the facts because you can't make, you look good. Can you retire? Sure. Just by looking at someone, you can't really tell too much. So you really need to get in there. You need to take the blood pressure. You need to look at the color of the skin and listen to the lungs and listen to the heart and all that good stuff before you could do, any kind of determination. And so our first visit in terms of whether you can go out and can retire in 2015 and call it your last moments at work really requires a good amount of time. And so we take our time because we want to, at Craig James Financial, and I'm the president, we want to get things right. We don't want to make any irrevocable mistakes so that you make some decisions, you tell your employer X, Y, and Z, and then next thing you know, that was bad advice. We don't want to be in that situation. We want to make sure that we have all the proper advice lined up. So
I think something that is very true and you're touching on, Craig, is it's more comprehensive where we are. We're not one of these types of advisors or investment firms where you're going to come in and say, well, I have a 401k and I have X number of dollars in it. What can you do with it? We could easily, I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who would love to just take your money from your 401k and tell you, I'm going to invest it. I'm going to do this.
It's a product, right?
It's product. It's sale. Not we focus on planning.
I mean, you don't do that, Jenna? That's crazy. We don't do that? No, no, no.
It's more about getting the whole picture because we're
not. We come from a different place. We're not owned by any bank or insurance company. So nobody's standing over us telling us sell this, do that. We are interested in helping our clients, and if it makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, that's fine. I think our listeners need to know that. You know, there's, oh, there's some big company's funding their radio show or something. No, that's not true. It's personally funded. So we want to make sure that you know when you come into the practice that we're working for you. You are the boss, not the firm. We are the firm, but you are the boss, and we work for our clients. Without our clients, we're nothing. There's nothing there. It's just basically nothing there. Anyway, we'll talk more about after the break. We'll talk more about 8 steps put into action today. This is Craig Ferrantino, President Certified Wealth Strategist at Craig James Financial Services, 510 Broadhall Road, Suite 208 in Melville. Our office number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. We'll see you right after the break. Back. This is Craig Ferrantino, President and Certified Wealth Strategist at Craig James Financial Services in Melville. And I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And today we're talking about 8 steps to put into action today if you're thinking of retiring in 2015. Retiring in 2015, 8 steps that you could put into action today. Now, I got an email. It says before the break, I said, hey, I'll see you after the break. To my listeners, and somebody said they love what we're saying. We love the idea of the interview and how you approach your business, and that you're not owned by any bank or insurance company, so you could basically put your clients first. But when you say I'll see you after the break, you're on radio, Craig. So thank you for that note, Thomas, and we will adjust our comments accordingly. Hopefully, we'll see you one day. Personally, that's in person, you'll hear me after the break. How's that? You'll hear us after the break. I don't know. I gotta figure that one out. Anyway, so about retirement. Yeah. So people come into the practice. Can I retire? Should I retire? Do I have enough to retire? And it all starts with an interview. This interview could last. I mean, you have an hour, so this interview could last 30 to 45 minutes, depending on how crazy things are. And, you know, if you're interviewing 25-year-olds, there's not a lot of history there, but you're interviewing a 66-year-old, there's a lot going on. You know, just even simply, there's a lot going on between spouses and kids and grandkids and other properties and gifting strategies and things like that. So we want to make sure we do it right. Nothing's ever talked about intense except for just an interview in the first.
And sometimes it's the first time the husband and wife are sitting down in the same room talking about this.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing. So if you're listening, try to think about these things before you come into our office. But at the same time, if it's a better atmosphere and your life is just so hectic, I know even now when you're working on your job and your kids and you're too busy sometimes, just setting aside and setting up a complimentary consultation is the exact thing you need to do for you and your spouse, or just for you to take that first step in making sure you're on track. Sometimes you just need, like, you just need to book the hair appointment. Like, you just need to get it on the calendar so you can go. It's the same thing. If you're not taking charge of your finances and you're just putting it off and waiting, or I'll do that on Sunday morning, but then Sunday morning comes around and you don't feel like talking about your finances or looking at your statements, give our office a call, 631-393-2888. Set a meeting for you and for your retirement. And that's the best way, in my opinion, to start getting on track, is set the meeting, start going through things. Let things start thinking about all of this. And that's when we'll bring up some real. Craig mentioned, if you're just tuning in, this is Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services. We're located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. Our office number is 631-393-2888. When you first come in our office, we give you a little notebook. It's almost like a homework book. But that's why the first meeting's so important. it gets you to start thinking and gathering the documents you need so you can make good decisions.
Right. And, you know, a lot of times the people have different personality types. They're introverts, they're extroverts. You know, an introvert may need more time. You know, introverts, extroverts like me a little bit can make decisions quickly. It's not always the right decisions, but we can make decisions quickly. But an introvert may need more time. And so the notebook kind of gives them, it's one of those things we like to do, give them something. It gives them something to write about. And a lot of times we'll bring up some topics that I said, okay, you know, you come back with your spouse, you know, talks amongst yourselves. That's our little joke there. And, you know, well, let's make some, let's have another conversation about this. A lot of times I'll say, you know, take your spouse out to dinner, have a, here's what I want you guys to talk about, and come back to me next week and we'll figure out how we solve some of these issues. It could be how you're taking your pension. Are you going to add your spouse to your pension? That's a very, very important topic. And you may have some ideas, but you want to make sure that both parties are involved. So that's one step to put into action today is to really drill down how you would take a pension if you're in law enforcement or the fire services or something like that. What's the most, what's the best way for you to take your pension? You know, another thing that comes up, and that's probably the second biggest thing that we want to talk about, is really, you know, how are you going to take your Social Security? Now, we have a program in our office that shows us the best way for our clients to take their Social Security. We run it. We need their full work history of both the husband and wife. And we punch it in and we come out with some very specific advice as to how best take Social Security and what that's going to mean to you in income. If you're just joining us, this is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services. Our show, it's called It's All About Retirement. Today, we're talking about if you're retiring in 2015. Our office is 510 Broad Hall Road, Suite 208 in Millville. And our office number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. We're on the web at craigjamesfinancial.com. If you need to send me an email, info, except you're correcting me, see you later type stuff, info at craigjamesfinancial.com would be great. All right. So when you're going to receive sign up for Social Security is a very, very important topic. There are 8,000 strategies available for couples and more than 2,700 separate rules on how you receive those benefits, according to that's according to the Social Security Administration. That's why we have a special computer program that helps us analyze every one of our clients that have a need or that want to know that number. So that's very, very important. And then, of course, if you're widowed or you're divorced and not remarried, there are some extra benefits in there for you. Again, I'll repeat that. If you're widowed, every time I talk divorced and not remarried and getting close to retirement age, you may want to give us a call because there may be some money for you. There you go. We can help you find that out too. Another topic, another step we want to look at is to make sure people sign up. You know, if you don't sign up for Medicare, it gets ugly for you. If you're going to retire at 65, you want to submit your work papers 3 months before you turn 65. And all of that will, you want to get that behind you. Now, we're not big on the Medicare aspect, but we want to make sure that it gets done because this is part of retirement. And Medicare, and that could be a whole nother show. But we want to make sure if you forget to sign up for Medicare, it could get ugly for you over time. So another thing you may want to take a look at is your retirement benefits at work. And to we'll have you contact your HR person, take a look at it, see if there's anything else available, including any group insurance. Does it go with you after you leave the office? You know, these are things that if you're going to retire, you really want to know about. You know, what do you take with you after you leave the office? What maybe you've established a 401k or a 403b, you have some assets there. We want to make sure that all those things are accounted for, that you're getting every benefit possible when you decide to retire, and that you've exhausted all these opportunities. Because, again, you might have worked for a company for many, many years. We want to make sure that you take away the most from that company as you leave or from that organization as you leave. Because if you leave money there, then it's, you know, it eventually ends up in New York State Lost and Found, which is a website. We have found people's assets there, believe it or not, over time. So very, very important.
You also want to decide, how are you going to spend your time in retirement? We were just focusing on how everyone is different. Everyone has different goals and different lifestyles. Some people come into the office and the husband and wife, they know right there, no, we're moving. We're getting off Long Island. It's too expensive. We're leaving. We're going to Florida. We're going to the Carolinas. Other families come in and they're like, no way am I ever leaving Long Island. This is where my family is and I want to stay. Those are two polar different retirement plans. It's different taxes, different lifestyle. So have that discussion.
It makes us work harder. But we want to know that. So that's the type of thing that will help, because then you could plan, you could set up a planning strategy for your future so that you won't run out of your assets and that you'll won't be asking your kids for money as you get older. And you won't be living next to a dumpster or eating ramen noodles for the rest of your life at $1.50 and going to craft macaroni and cheese. We want to make sure you have the retirement that you always hoped and dreamed for, that you could go back and relax. So if you're not sure about any of this, geez, I want to have another outside opinion on my retirement. You really need to give Rava's a call at 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. We're located at 510 Broad Hollow Road. That's Route 110, Suite 208 in Millville. That's exit 49 off the LIE, just the second building south. And we're on the web at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. That's longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. And we could also send us an email at Craig at Craig James Financial, or info at Craig James Financial, or Jenna at craigjamesfinancial.com.
We're all available.
That's right. Anybody that you're talking to on the radio right now. We truly appreciate our listeners. We appreciate our support that we get. We want to get this information out there. We want to make sure, because our show is called It's All About Retirement, that you retire safely, that you retire with enough money, and that you never outlive your assets. So thank you for joining with us today. I'm Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services.
And I'm Jenna Hudson, vice president of marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And remember,
it's all about retirement.
Thank you.